Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Tin City Radio.
You know,
fuck it. I guess since y'all say I got one, I guess it's time to market it, huh?
Yeah, that is correct.
Hey, so that means y'all got to tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Hey, you got to get these shirts out here. You got to go out and buy these shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm
out there. What was you about to
say, sweetheart? Hey, we got you faded.
Exactly.
Hello.
You can't hear
Let's
me?
Do it, doll. In my Tommy voice.
Hello.
That's what's up, doll. That's my Tommy voice.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all remember Tommy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, was that me?
Can you hear us?
I can hear y'all now. Okay, I guess something happened on my end. I don't know. I couldn't hear nothing at first.
Oh.
Get your shit fixed, dog.
That father time been, you know, keeping us company in his Tommy voice.
Hey, that's me. That's my Tommy voice.
Motherfucker sabotaged the motherfucking show, dirty motherfucker.
Say what?
Nothing, man. Nothing. I ain't saying nothing, man. Don't worry about it.
That's what I thought you said.
Nah. All right, man, so what's been going on in your world,
man? Your phone is going in and out.
Man, I don't know. I'm having technical difficulties over here. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Yeah, it just sounds staticky, that's all.
You got that Charlie Brown going on, won't.
Hey, man, I don't know what the hell going on, man. First, they muted me, then next thing you know, I couldn't hear nothing.
Hey, my shit fucking up too, man, so I'm just going to go buy a whole new fucking phone.
Yeah, it happens like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Man, considering... First year, I get some goddamn taxes back. I'm gonna enjoy them summer bitches. I'm finna be tax pimping like a motherfucker. What they call it? What the fuck they call that shit?
I don't know.
Tax pimping or tax something? Tax balling? Some shit like
what
that.
What hell, man?
Tax balling.
I figure you deserve it, man. Shit, if you worked all year for your shit and you got all your bills paid and all that shit, then knock yourself out. Go home. Don't be a tax pimp.
Mm-hmm. I got that letter in the mail telling me my shit was official. I called my daughter's mother and said, and hung up. Hung up like a motherfucker. What you gonna do now?
Man, I know that.
It's time to enjoy life, man. It's time to enjoy life.
That gotta be a great feeling. You don't owe her another motherfucking dime.
Not a penny in this world, dog. Nothing. I don't owe her jack shit. It's a beautiful feeling.
You only got one life.
It's time. You know what? It's time to enjoy life. It's time to enjoy life. You know what I'm saying?
What's the point of living it if you can't enjoy it? Hell.
There you go. Instead of subtracting from my check, now I can add.
Man, that's the most beautiful part of it. You actually could just add shit.
You can add up that child support they take out every month. I already spent that shit for the next 6 months. I got that whole $300 spent. I ain't lying.
Hey, but what if she come to you and ask you for some money, man? Hey, well, I need
who?
You know.
But you got your motherfucking rabbit ass mind. Just open up your window, you'll hear me from here hollering. All you gotta do is open up your window and be like, damn, that motherfucker, they into it again. I wish she would ask me for something, man. Don't even ask me for a ride.
I mean, what I'm saying, in the past 18 years, she got accustomed to having that money.
Well, it's going to be a big-ass shock to her.
You say she better get accustomed to something else now, shit.
Damn right. And she ain't working either? Fuck
right.
That.
So, no,
I can't help
her. So you wouldn't give her a dime?
I wouldn't give her a red hot penny. Straight up. I wouldn't.
Would you buy a 40?
Would I do what?
Would you buy a 40?
They put some arsenic in that motherfucker, yeah. I ain't got no problem with that.
Damn.
I'll spike the shit out of shit. I'm just saying. But wait, trust me, dog. It's a beautiful feeling, man. You're going to get that feeling, man. It's going to be beautiful, dog. When you get it, when you get that letter in the mail saying you done, call me.
shit, I got to
just call me.
Another 4 years. Well, no, I got another 3 years.
There you go. And it's going to go back quick, man. Trust me.
Yeah, because these motherfucking 18 been a motherfucker.
Man, I looked at my shit online. I checked my shit online. My shit said all zeros. It's beautiful. Beautiful. And then a dumbass lady at my job, she did the payroll and sent them motherfuckers an extra check. You know, she claimed she got the letter after she did the payroll. So, you know, they deducting child support out of my check, right? So when she called me, she was like, well, yeah, I got the letter saying that to stop the child support deduction. I'm like, yeah, right, it's over, it's done. And she's like, well, I did the payroll on Monday, and I sent them a payment. You know, it's your boss. You really can't say what you want to say. But I was like, all right, that's cool. You know, they're going to send it back to me. But,
yeah,
you know,
I said I'll send it back.
But they going to take their damn time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's okay. Yeah. When they do come, you payday, goddammit, payday.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying. I'm going to buy me some motherfucking games. Something.
Yeah. Oh, no point this time. We're going to get actual games.
Right.
Nah, I'm burning up on the points.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
That nigga wife said, nigga, no more points.
See, she was the girlfriend then, so she really couldn't say nothing. She wifey now, motherfucker, I said no more points.
No more points. I have a married now.
I ain't bold no
right.
Either. Sometimes it just ain't worth the argument, man, you know? It just ain't worth it. I ain't bought a point, boy. My hands be itching like a motherfucker.
You do know that motherfucking rent was due, and you how many points you bought? See, now you ain't got married yet. That shit calculates now.
I know, man. And then getting these girls' hair done, man. That shit is robbery, man. I should have learned how to do fucking hair, cause they get paid.
Dude, I mean, okay, so ain't not one girl out of them to know how to do hair?
Not one. They always go to the damn shop, man. That's just $100 a pop, man.
Oh, fuck that. Somebody better learn how to do hair.
Fuck that shit twice.
You would
too many of them. It's too many for nobody not to know how to do hair.
Man. I'd be like, man, that shit got to last like 3 months. Fuck that.
Yeah, you gonna get you a hot comb and learn how to iron out.
I don't think nobody wear that shit no more. Nobody go natural no more.
Shit.
I'm natural. My
everybody go natural. Now, all right, hold up. Now, when I say natural, I mean like, you know, your shit might be pressed out. But I'm going to tell you this, and I hope I don't offend nobody, but if you wearing your hair and your hair looking like mine, no, that's not going to work. I'm sorry. That is not going to work. You cannot have no nappy-ass afro. And why is it that women don't comb their hair when they try to grow old natural? Do they supposed to grow quicker that way or something?
No.
I don't know. My daughter went natural. She got a fucking little afro.
Okay, now looking for you work, you know, you work in a liquor store. So I know you see this a lot. I know you see them, they come in with this, you know, they have that little, you know, I'm going to be natural about mine. I ain't finna, you know. I know you be looking at some people like, you need to just take a pick or something. Just pick that shit out.
Pick it out, please. They got some stuff. You can spray on it, throw some salt, anything, something, please. I need you to correct your situation. And then why you want to put four or five different colors in it and it's nappy? Hold up.
I mean, it's something about me running my fingers through your hair, and my shit get caught and tangled up, and you talking about, wait, stop, it hurt, stop, move your hand. No, this ain't working.
I
have to run my hair through the weave.
At least
you get
might perm.
Pull it out. Well, that's the point of going natural. There's no more perms. Like, I've been perm-free for a year and some months. And I was braiding my own hair. I wasn't going nowhere to do it. I was braiding my own hair. Now, granted, it might not look as hard as it would for somebody else to do it, but I don't give a fuck. I ain't trying to impress nobody. And my time is more precious anyway. So, and then, you know, shit, how come? You can iron it out. And believe me, I didn't think that my hair would look like it does. But after ironing it out, you just wrap it and shit. You got a pretty handful of hair.
That sounds weird to me. When you put the word iron and hair in the same sentence, that shit just don't sound right.
I have a flat iron. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no clothes iron.
But, you know, when you say iron, you know, that's the first thing I'm going to think of. You know, you got to go iron a shirt or some pants or something. But you say iron and then hair, I'm like, how does that work? But, you know, I know what you're talking about, the black comb thing that you put on the stove.
Okay, that's a hot comb. I got a flat iron. I got a hot comb, too, but...
What's the difference?
Well, a hot comb actually is better, but you burn yourself. It's crucial with a hot comb. And I don't think that a hot comb is meant for you to do yourself. I think that's for somebody else to do. If you're going to do it yourself, get a flat iron. Because a flat iron, I mean, you can still burn yourself with one, but it's easier to do yourself.
Okay, I got a question, and I mean, I'm on the site sincityradio.net.com, and I see the pictures you posted. Were you depressed before you got married, dog? Who? You?
Nah.
You actually sitting there drinking 2020 Mad Dog?
Oh man, we was getting fucked up, dog.
See,
you went old school, man. Straight up old school.
God
number
damn.
Number Tangeray, strawberry,
you had the whole motherfucker. You look like you downed that whole motherfucker.
Yeah, I fucked that motherfucker up. I drank that bitch by myself. I had a blast, man. I had a great-ass fucking time.
Man, god damn. You know, hey, I got to get a shout-out. I got to get out shout-outs out to Love Child. I got to get shout-outs out to Ms. Yami, my boy Wick. Hey, motherfuckers starting to participate on the page, and I'm loving that right now. I'm saying, it's damn Wick with that damn Sin City Mafia picture. Boy, that motherfucker know he is the worst. But, hey, I got to get shout-outs out, man. Hey, and that's all we need is more participation when people coming on now. You know what I'm saying? Posting them pics. Doing the damn thing, had a little fun. Check out the Chronicles, whatnot. Check out the pranks. You know, we be having a little fun on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, what we need to do, now, this is what y'all need to holler at me about, me or Father Time or whatever. We need to get some more pranks going. I know it's some motherfuckers y'all want to get. I know it is. I know it's some
it's the perfect time, because we ain't done one in so long, motherfuckers then forgot.
It's somebody I want you to get.
Is it?
Yeah, there sure is. I don't know.
Well, all you got to do is hit us up, let us know the information. Hey, you know, we got some classics on there, too.
But I don't know what the place to be, though. That's my only
We have motherfuckers thinking they didn't lost their tax check. We have motherfuckers thinking that the motherfucking police
been
raiding their house.
Hold on a second, dog. Nigga, so what did you say? You don't know what now?
I don't know what the price will be. Like, I know who, like, once I tell, because Cash, you know the person, so, you know what I'm saying? Maybe if I tell you who, you still might become, I don't know what the prank would be, though. Like, I don't know what the prank is with.
You said, I know the person?
Yeah, you know the person. But I don't know what the prank is with.
All right, listen, we got a lot of people listening right now. Like I said, if y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one. These are the rules as far as the pranks go. If you want to prank somebody, even if you don't push one, listen to me. Pretty sure you got somebody that you want to prank. These are the rules. Whatever you come up with, it has to be believable. You know what I'm saying? So the person, it's got to be somewhat true, because that's what draws the person in. The first sentence that we say is what draw them in. So the first thing we say is, it's got to be true.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, now, like when we did the tax, we knew exactly how much money she was getting back for the taxes and everything. So once we said the number, she knew it was legit. Like, okay, that's exactly how much I'm getting back. So wait a minute. Let me listen to what these motherfuckers got to say.
Okay.
That's how we get them. It's got to, the first thing we say, it has to be true. Because that's what's going to pull them in.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It has to be something that person knows. Or they, you know what I'm saying? Something that they recognize. That's how we do it. So everybody, you know, hit us up at SinCityRadio.ning.com. If you got somebody you want to prank, come over. All
believable.
We need is the base. We just need the basics, and we'll run with everything else.
Okay.
All we need to know is, what do you want to do?
Okay.
That's it. That's all we need to know.
All right. Well, I'll be digging up some dirt, and then I'll be in touch.
But it's got to be true.
All right.
You know
that's what
I'm
saying? I said. I'll be finding out some info. And then
you know,
I'll
like let's say, like, that's like, you know, one of your girls just told you that she got burnt by Joe Blow. We could use that because we the clinic now. Joe Blow done went to the clinic. You know what I'm saying? We know Joe Blow's real name because you already told us, because she told you. She's going to believe that.
Okay.
And she's going to stay on the phone and listen to what we got to say. Because it's
right.
True. You know what I'm saying? It's got to
yeah.
be believable. And we can get anybody. I don't give a fuck who it is. We'll get them. All we need is one thing to be true, and we got their ass. We're professional. Steve Harvey ain't got shit on us. We'll get his ass.
Oh, shit. All right, yo, dog. I just got a message, man, and this lady want to know, she would rather stay anonymous, but she want to ask the ladies, like, what are three of warning signs that you know your man cheating? Shit. If
ladies?
He don't give no pussy, he gonna cheat, shit. I don't know. Ladies,
well,
anybody got anything to help this lady out? She want to know signs that know her man cheating.
Because you know he cheating. If you feel like he cheating, he cheating.
That's not true. That is not true. That's bogus. That is not. Lady, don't believe that, because that's not true.
It is true. We can't tell her if he cheating or not. If she feel like he cheating, then he cheating. If you got the mindset to be thinking he cheating because you the one seeing stuff that's different, or you seeing things, then you must know he cheating. You just trying to get other
what
people to verify what she already know.
But what if she insecure? What if she insecure about herself? He may not even be doing nothing, but she thinking he doing something. So you're accusing that man without proof.
I haven't accused him of anything. I said, if she thinks he's cheating, then he must be.
Well, damn, that's kind of harsh. Well, Sunshine had chimed in. She said, if he don't have time for you like he used to, okay. I mean, what if he got another type of job where he ain't got the time for you no more like he used to? I don't think
well,
that's
good. He's going to know, because he's going to tell you, okay, my schedule didn't change, you know what I'm saying? We got to flip the script. He's going to tell you that if it's job related. motherfucker ain't just gonna be like, you know, get a new job, get some new hours, and not tell his girl if that's, you know, his girl. You know, that's not gonna happen. So, but yeah, you should have your routine. You know what I'm saying? Where you used to do little things, and now you don't do that little shit no more, or, you know.
Yeah, when the woman call you on the phone and tell you shit.
Yeah, exactly. Until then, you speculate. There you go. Till then, you just speculating.
Okay.
So how many people?
Tell you,
how many people are a firm believer that if you go looking for trouble, you're gonna find it?
I don't think it's you going looking for trouble. I think if you going to look for something and you find it, then you have to be strong enough to deal with the consequences. That's what my thing is. Don't go out there looking for it, and then you can't deal with the consequences. Because what's the point of you? My thing is, okay, you going out here, you trying to see if he cheating. Okay, if he is cheating, now what?
Right.
What is afterwards? You see what I'm saying? That's what people don't think about. Either you want to know and you're going to do something about it, hell, leave whatever your options are. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling you to do nothing, but whatever your options are, or you're going to stay and deal with it anyway. So why look for it if you're not even going to leave?
Well, my wife cheated on me. And, you know, it's going to be shots going off.
Okay, now
I'm
got telling
you.
Go ahead, man.
Once you've been cheated on, I think that that's a hurt that you can't never really get over. You know, even if you're not with that person no more, I think that shit always lingers in the back of your brain. And then, you know what I'm saying, when you get into that new relationship, that shit creeps back in there.
Well, hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hi, hello.
Hey, who's this?
Selena.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi. Damn, Selena, did you hear that reception he gave? He was like,
oh. I know, I don't really care either.
What's up, baby? Selena, let me ask you something, though, for real. You go through phones?
Huh?
Do you check phones?
No.
Have you ever?
Yep.
Well, I mean, okay, you probably did it. I mean, I'm pretty sure you did it when you were younger. Okay. I mean, what was the purpose of checking the phone?
Nosy. Just being nosy.
Okay. Liquor store, you ever check phones?
I did in the past, yes.
All right. Okay. Janine, what about you? You ever check phones?
Yeah, I've done it before.
Okay. How many still check phones? I know you do. I already know you do. But, I mean, what? You know what? I ain't gonna even. I'm not. Do you still do that, man?
Leave that motherfucker laying out. I'm gonna check that bitch.
So you still going through people's phones?
Hey, you leave it sitting out. Hey, I got a right to check it.
Oh, wow.
If I'm paying the bill, I should be able to check it whenever I feel like it.
You see,
otherwise pay your own bill.
Okay, so what does she do? Okay, let's just say hypothetically speaking, she do pay her own bill. You still gonna try to check it?
She leave it out.
Yeah.
I mean, why?
Because I'm nosy like that.
Listen, I'm on the phone.
Oh, well, I mean, but you still don't.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, you.
That's how
right,
I found out my first wife was cheating through the phone.
I
and I'm glad
that,
I did that.
I understand that, but this is not your first wife. You can't bring the same type of, you know, attitude to the second relationship, can you?
No, see, we already talked about it. Neither one of us have a problem with the other person using the phone, taking the phone with them. Or, you know what I'm saying? We don't have those issues.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't got nothing to hide.
So therefore, there's no reason for you to check the phone.
No, if I want to go there and check her phone right now, she wouldn't say nothing. If she wanted to come down here and check my phone, I wouldn't say nothing.
Okay, well, let me ask you, what would be a reason that you would take her phone?
Maybe mine broke or my battery about to die. I didn't charge it up. If I'm finna make a quick run, I'm going to grab your phone, and I'll be back.
Okay. Ladies, is that suitable for y'all?
Mm-mm. No.
What if we got that? But if we got that type of relationship, why wouldn't it be suitable?
No.
Yeah, for that type of relationship.
So, see, it depends on what type of relationship you in. If y'all got that
right.
type of relationship where it doesn't bother y'all, it should never be an issue. But if y'all don't
right.
have that type of relationship, then, you know, I can understand why a person would be like, why the hell are you going through my phone? Y'all ain't got that type of relationship.
Right.
That's when it becomes an issue.
Yeah, true. I mean, me personally, I got that issue. I leave my shit alone. I don't touch your shit, you don't touch mine. Leave my shit alone.
Okay, you married 20 years. 20 years. You still would have that same problem?
Yeah.
After 20 years of marriage? Really?
I'm just the type of person to believe that, I mean, I need something to say is mine. I mean, that's just me. I mean, I don't even open my mail. Don't open my mail.
Right,
you can bullshit all you want, but I'm serious.
No, I completely agree with that.
I just think you need something. I mean, all right, y'all married, y'all together. I mean, but some things I just need to be mine. Just something, anything.
Whatever, sunshine. I'm just responding to sunshine. Whatever.
We got a new caller.
Caller, what's happening? Who it is?
Fonda.
Hi, LaFonda.
Hello. LaFonda, I was at the concert. I ain't see you there. I just knew you was going to be on stage with somebody. What happened?
I was there. I was very proud of my
shoes. You say what?
I was there. I was very proud of my shoes.
I can't hear you.
I was very proud of my shoes. Very proud of my shoes. No fights. Nobody got shot. Nobody was jailed.
Is it me or did I'm not the? It's just me. I didn't hear
shit. It's Boost Mobile, man. It's Boost Mobile.
No, I don't have Boost Mobile. Well, I got Sprint. Get it right.
Well, it's Sprint.
Sunshine,
if you're dead, it don't matter if a motherfucker touch your phone or not. You can't stop him anyway. She said it don't matter if I'm dead and gone.
She said
dead and gone.
Don't touch my damn phone. I'm dead.
But if you dead, it don't fucking matter.
I mean, just some things you just won't. I mean, some things you just need privacy about.
Well, like I say, man, if y'all got that understanding, that type of relationship, you know, that type of stuff shouldn't be an issue.
I mean, I ain't knocking your hustle. I mean, if that works for you, then fine. I mean, me personally, I'm just one to just believe in. Let's just have a little something. Let me have a little something. You know what I'm saying? It's like, shit, my checkbook yours, my car yours, everything yours. Let me just have something to say is mine.
You got your wrestling game.
You
can't even do that now because, shit, now Netflix is on now. So now motherfuckers want to watch Netflix on it.
But when you marry, like I said, the saying is everything is yours is mine, everything is mine is mine.
What was that you said, Jane?
I said, what if you're not married?
How do y'all feel about giving that other person the key to your place? Good question.
And you're not married, y'all don't live together. But y'all stay together. Maybe y'all been together for a couple of years. After 7 years, it's a common law marriage anyway. But y'all, no, it's not, because y'all not living together.
Nah, when we were living together, she had a key to my crib.
No, she said it's common law marriage. I said, no, we're not living together. I'm saying, what if y'all not living together? Would you give your guy or your woman the key to your place?
I would give her a key.
Yeah.
But putting on one of them bills.
Okay, so what if you don't? What if you don't? Is that the same as the phone thing? This my place.
Hey, I'll give it a key to the box lock.
Would the other person be mad though? With the should you be mad if she don't give you the key or he don't
give
you the key?
Did you hear that, booger?
I mean, I heard if you got the key to my crib, then you don't need to go through my phone. And whatever is in my house is no more valuable than whatever the fuck is in my phone. So, if you got the key to my crib, you about as in there as you gonna get.
Yeah, no, I want the key to the top lock and the bottom lock.
But what am I saying? Yeah. What if you don't want to give them the key to the house?
We got a problem. If I can't get no
key. Is that a problem?
Hell yeah, that's a problem. Fuck you, man. I can't get no key.
Well, ain't that the same thing as maybe they feel like this my place. So just like people feel like that's my phone, this my mail. This my place. I mean, we together, but why should I have to give you a key?
Look here, let me tell you something. Now, if me and Father time together, and I say, well, shit, dog, we're going to go over my girl house and watch the game. There's no way in hell I should be, baby, baby, baby. Hold on, dog, hold on. Hold on, man, she finna let us in. I need to go to the back. Baby, I can see him right now. He probably won't say it, but I know what's going through his head.
Nigga, check that hoe.
What's going through his head? Hell no. I need a key. Shit.
I think you should get a key. I believe if it's serious, if y'all at that level. And I don't see no reason why a motherfucker shouldn't be able to exchange keys. You know what I'm saying? If you got four locks, I need four keys.
Yeah, I'm thinking English. Man, I feel like you. And then you sitting there, oh, hey, I was asleep. Now you done started the argument. You heard me beating on this motherfucking door. I'm sitting there, stand right here, dog. Let me hoist me up to the window. Just hoist me up so I can get up on the window. No, right. No, that's not happening.
It's an extra key in
the
drain pipe. Hold
up,
man.
Right. I'm sliding on a drain pipe. I'm already drunk. I didn't fail.
If I give up a key, I expect a key in return.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. If I give you a key to my crib, I should have a key to your crib, too.
Mm-hmm.
We should exchange the motherfuckers at the same time.
Right. You know, it ain't going to work, though. She's going to give you that dummy key. Oh, your key didn't work. I must have gave you the wrong key. Well, I'm going to go next week and get some made. No, we going today.
Damn right.
And then, because, I mean, my whole thing is this. That's just like if it was vice versa and Father Time, when we finally do get in, I'm gonna be like, dog, you need to check this motherfucking crib. See if a nigga.
Yeah, right. You check upstairs, I'm gonna check downstairs. Somebody up in this motherfucker.
Shit.
We gonna find this motherfucker.
But then at the same time, you know, you got some motherfuckers be, well, man, shit, she was in the tub. Man, she bone dry. What the fuck you mean she just got out the tub? I won't say nothing. I won't say nothing. But I'm gonna tell you my mind. I'm gonna be thinking. She. I'm gonna fucking lie.
Goodness.
And then you talking about shit. I'm checking phones. I'm checking closets. I'm checking balconies. I'm checking everything. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna be giving
phone,
you that killer look. Cause you didn't embarrass me.
Text message. Baby, I'm on my way. I'm outside. That's when you check the phone. Take about 10 minutes to come to the door.
That motherfucker in there, he hiding somewhere.
So
you check
right
that phone.
Dog, stay by
think
his back, though. Don't let a motherfucker out.
Right. But think about this, dog. When you about to go over somebody's crib, you know, motherfuckers don't call no more. They just text. I'm outside. That's it. Then the other motherfucker know to go open the door, right? That's when you check the phone. Now, if you 10 minutes open the door, let me see your phone. If you see a text and say I'm outside, you know what I'm saying? Strap up, because you know that motherfucker's still sitting in there somewhere. He had that's a trap in the closet episode.
All right, and then think about it. I mean, even if you ain't got nobody in there, because you didn't embarrass me, now I'm just sitting there getting that motherfucking meme mug. The whole time you walk past, I'm just looking at you. First thing you do, Vlad, what's wrong with you? Nah, ain't nothing wrong with me. What's wrong
right,
with you?
Nothing.
Yeah, ain't nothing. But you know what I'm thinking.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
I'm like, cut some lights on this motherfucker. I need to see.
Right. Hey, I can't wait till my partner. I can't wait till my partner leave because it's on after he leave.
That's after we check the crib.
Yeah.
I think everything is kosher.
Right. Ain't nobody here, dog. So I'm gonna holler at you tomorrow.
Now it's
hey, I'm gonna bring him and his boy looking around my crib. Y'all sound crazy.
Yeah. You take, take upstairs. I got the room, dog. You just make sure no motherfucker ease out that closet.
Okay. Nah. Good point, Sunshine. Sunshine say, why should y'all exchange keys? What if she don't want a key? I wouldn't give a key if she didn't want a key. But I want a key.
Well, hold on now. She do got a good point. Well, I ain't asked you for your key. You can't, dog. Nah. Well, I guess then you just kind of fuck Ben.
Bullshit. If I ask for a key, and then I say, hey, you want a key? And she say, no, that's on her. But I still want my key.
Nah, I don't know about
offered.
That one. Nah.
I offered. She didn't take it. That's her fault. I'm cool with that. If she don't want a key, she don't have to have a key. But I want a key.
Y'all sound like cavemen.
Oh, my God.
And I would get a key, Sunshine. If I don't get a key, I'll burn that motherfucker down. You won't get a key neither.
Wait a minute. Hold up, man. Somebody chimed in about the warning signs that your man is cheating. Motherfucker said if he started doing different sex moves, and his sex is longer than usual. But maybe he took some Viagra or whatchamacallit.
He might have watched the flick. He could have watched the porno and be like, I'm going to try that.
Yeah, I'm going to try some new shit. So you get mad if your man tries some new shit?
Mm-mm.
I don't.
I give him a little round of applause.
Right. Thank you. I've been waiting on that shit. Thank you.
Exactly. And then give me her number so I can thank her, too. I'm thanking everybody.
I fucked up. Ooh, baby, you was exquisite tonight. What's her number so I can tell her thank you? What, huh? Nigga, I know you ain't do it on your own. Some bitch taught you this move. What?
That sound like your girl, Selena.
Exactly.
Who you been with? Who showed you that?
Who showed you that shit?
I watched a movie. Damn.
You really?
I can go now. Your lame ass ain't learned shit. You ain't watch no motherfucking movie.
Nah, that ain't Selena.
Shit.
Sorry. Mm-mm. Like I said, I give him a round of applause. I'm being nice. Leave me alone. Just listening tonight.
Okay, I'll be nice.
All right, once again, if y'all want to join the conversation, y'all got to push one.
Damn, I ain't know a new sex move would get you in trouble.
Now that she already think you're cheating, ain't that right, Janine? If she already think it,
yeah.
You try some new shit, you fucked.
So if a motherfucker tell you, hey, wait a minute, I want you to just put your leg right here. I know we ain't never tried this before. Put your leg right here. You first thing, you're going to be like, oh, motherfucker, you done fuck somebody? You cheating.
Who showed you that move? What movie was the name of the movie?
Y'all just thinking of just one thing. When women think men cheating, they putting everything together. It ain't just one thing. Believe me, it's not just one thing. Before we get to thinking that, it'd be a whole bunch of stuff that then came to that one conclusion. That's what it is.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Alright, I'm usually at home all the time, right? I'm always at the crib. So if I decide to go out maybe 3 or 4 times that following week, would you think I'm cheating?
No, that's if you go out 3 or 4 times and you start to do that every week. Not just that one week, you starting to do that every week, and then all of a sudden now you hanging out with people you ain't usually hung out with, then you doing so. I mean, it becomes more and more and more. You see what I'm saying? Before, you know, women start thinking like that.
Okay, so at any point in time, do women ever put the blame on themselves? Like, well, maybe I'm making it difficult for him to be in the house. Maybe sometimes I'm just saying that much of an idiot.
Yes, women think about that. And I mean, but I think some women are different. Some women be like, well, fuck it, I'm not going to change just who I am. You got some women that's like that. You know, he with me, he's supposed to be with me for who I am. And then you got some women that's like, okay, let me try to do this different. Let me try to talk to him. You know, when they start thinking that, some women just be like, well, let me try to talk to him to see where his head at. Or, you know, to see what we can do to make things better. Because we as women can see when y'all starting to pull away. You see what I'm saying? When y'all starting to go out there more.
And I mean, for the most part, it's not always about sex. It's not always that we just want to go out to go fuck somebody. A lot of times it's like, so, I mean, I'm not saying all women, because I mean, men do it too. So, I mean, we hard-headed too. But women, it's like shit. It's like, yeah, motherfucker can't tell y'all nothing. You be sitting there like, baby, you know, I think something wrong. Well, it was wrong when you met me, so you shouldn't have been fucking with me anyway. What the fuck? What the fuck just happened? Wait a minute. Hold on. My God, I said baby. I didn't say bitch.
Where's my cigarette?
Friend, it's like, then when you like, oh, bitch, you want to not, why are you talking to me like that? Because you don't understand niceness.
Lord.
Man, that's crazy. When a motherfucker, hey, baby, we need to talk. About what? What the fuck we need to talk about? In a minute. Didn't I come in this motherfucker and sit down and say, baby, didn't we need to talk? It's like,
man, every
talk.
Time I hear that phrase, we need to talk. You know, the first thing I think about, what the fuck I didn't do.
Steve, huh?
What I do. What I didn't do. What shit I've done. You know, because every time you hear that, we need to talk, it's always something that you did or didn't do. It's always the man that didn't do this, and he should have done that. It's always that. That's every time you hear that, we need to talk. Oh, here we go. What I do this time. What I didn't do. What I forget to do. I hate that fucking phrase.
I know y'all hate that, but it seems like y'all hate when we don't say nothing at all either. Because then I be feeling like men think we cheating when we start to get like that.
Well, hey,
don't let us be like, we not talking to y'all, but then here we come singing and shit, cooking in the kitchen.
Don't want to ask me singing that bullshit. I didn't try to talk to you, but then you. And I'm gonna tell you right now, don't sing no motherfucking Keisha Cole song walking past me.
You're an idiot.
I'll snatch a knot in your ass. What the fuck you just said? I was singing Keisha Cole. I told you I don't like that bitch.
Now you sing another motherfucker Keisha Cole song on me again if you want to see what happens.
He don't treat
you.
He's all put
you up.
That's
what I'm saying.
He'll be outside.
Oh, I hated that shit. Ooh, that man, I'm going to tell you, that was one motherfucking song I couldn't say it. You get the argument, the motherfucker walk past you. To the left. Bitch, say it again. I'm going to hit you with this motherfucking left. Say it one more. I tell you to say it again. What was that other one? That Rihanna. Round of applause. Yeah. You look so stupid now. Whatever she said. That first verse cut you like a knife. You think?
The guy that stopped the cut. Remember,
Jerry
Jackson, you don't know what you got till it's gone? That was mine.
I didn't hear that one too much. Okay, somebody help me out, that Rihanna song. What was the first line to that? Because that shit used to cut me like a knife.
You look so dumb right now.
Right, oh, get out. Fuck out my car. Let's see how dumb you look walking home.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy. And see, y'all know them songs cut us like night. Y'all know it. Oh, my God. I ain't gonna lie, boy.
Hey, we got a song, man. We got a song.
What's that?
Chris Brown. Deuces. Peace. I'm gone.
Yeah, but we don't get that same effect. We could walk in singing a song and they be like, "Oh, I know you didn't. Oh, you wanna sing songs, motherfucker?" No, you don't wanna sing songs, motherfucker. Oh, we can keep singing.
Remember that one song?
We got one song. They got 20 times one song. Then they going to go in there and get their CD that they made, you know, when we wasn't here. With all them fuck you songs
on it.
Yeah,
that was another
song. Fuck you, better do. Fuck you right now. I don't want you back.
Yeah, that one. That could go for either way. Y'all could sing that to us, too, so it didn't matter. Shit, that song was universal.
Oh, yeah, girl, we made it anyway.
I'm telling you, boy, I hated that motherfucker. I hated Destiny's Child, boy. Them bitches, I couldn't stand them hoes.
I don't like them.
I hated them.
Man.
Them motherfuckers, boy, they make songs cut through you like a knife.
That bugaboo. I couldn't stand none of this. That first CD, man, was straight hating on me and every fucking song.
Oh, yeah.
It was the bugaboo and then the pay my bills.
Oh, that was, can you pay my bills? You know, you done already fucked off some money. You done jacked off the money, rent money already. Then here she come. Can you pay my bills and pay my automobile? No, I can't because you know I just jacked off the goddamn money. You know this shit didn't happen, right? Man, I hated them fucking songs. Don't play that shit in front of me.
Thanks for telling me that.
I break CDs. You be like, where my Destiny Child CD go? Mm-hmm. You look up, that motherfucker broke. What happened, mother? I sat on it by accident.
Damn.
Fucking
you know what
shit,
song
I think I really hated? Scratch that motherfucker.
You remember that song? I don't know who made the motherfucker, but she was talking about why the motherfucker in the passenger seat always trying to holler.
Oh, scrub.
Yeah, that was TLC.
Mm-hmm. I might have a car just because I'm in the passenger side don't mean I ain't got a car. I'm just riding with my boy today.
Man, I don't forget. I'm riding with my boy. I ain't said nothing to this bitch. My boy pulled out, girl, what up? She like, he in the passenger seat. Bitch, I ain't said nothing. Man, I got out the car irate. Bitch, I ain't said nothing to you. Bitch, go on. Oh, he in the passenger seat. He ain't got no money. Now, I just put gas in this motherfucker. He the one ain't got no money.
better, bitch.
Why I'm riding with you, motherfuckers.
Right, shit. Man, yeah, them some fucked up songs. I mean, we might have had one of, like you said. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't know. I think Papers, that motherfucker was a good one, though. That was a good one to play when you were mad. I'm ready to sign them papers. Like, boy, you getting the cop play that motherfucker three times. Push repeat.
Actually, there was a female that made a song like that.
Not if she had the papers for real.
Well, she
I wish you would bring the papers to while I'm singing that song. Fuck you, baby. Give me my motherfucker. Give me my 5 minutes.
What was you playing? She's like, ooh, I've been waiting on that. Here you go.
You don't want to keep mentioning it.
That's
all I
want. I know
you to play that song.
Now I'm about to put some ghetto boys in. I'm finna kill this
bitch.
Press time, what's up? You finally decided to press one, huh?
Yeah.
We got tired of reading your damn taxes.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, she's waiting on him to leave. I wish this motherfucker hurry up. Shit. Can't use it on the motherfucking phone.
What else can I do?
Who you talking to? I know, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie. If I was y'all, man, wait a minute. Fuck y'all talking to every motherfucker Tuesday and Wednesday. Especially
I know, because I seem to get in trouble every time. That's why I ain't saying nothing.
Especially Janine. Janine be laughing and shit. Like, who the fuck just got this bitch tickle pink? Hello. Fellas, don't worry. It's just entertainment. I wouldn't dare try to have sex with your lady. Scout Farmer.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, leave around me if you want to.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't like that motherfucker, Cass. Mm-hmm. He just talked his shit. Mm-hmm.
Me neither.
I can't stand him either. I just listen to him because I like Father Time, that's all. He gets on my nerves.
Bitch, you ain't been there in months.
Right. He didn't archive all that. So the Father Time ain't been in there in 2 months. What you been listening to? Well, Janine's voice is just so soothing over the phone. I just have to listen to her. She calms me down. And why do you have that whole face shirt on? I'm finna get a lot of y'all in trouble because, hey, when I send these shirts out, I want to see a war. I want to see motherfuckers wearing them. Next store,
I'm a
sport. I come in the store, I want to see that shirt being worn.
No problem. I've been trying to get people to cow the show since shit I started cowing. Motherfuckers are scared.
I don't know what Fortune 500 company yet, but wherever it's at, I want them saying whole face. Whole face.
She said, no, I don't. You just fucked up.
Whatever. When they can see it, they're going to be like,
when white folks lose their mind.
What does that really mean? The definition's on the back.
I was going to say, well, you have to read the back of the shirt.
I have to get a different shirt then. Something I can wear under my suit jacket.
All right, so we gonna make blouses too.
I'm gonna put on my whole blouse. What that look like?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Rossi, you got your hope last home. Yeah, girl.
Hey.
I put it in the box.
Executive hoe.
Right. Executive hoe. We got the whole face black.
Corporate hoe.
And we like, what, HF? New designer? Who is that? Whole face. Oh, I'm sorry. Ooh.
So face in the party.
Yeah.
Yes, my picture gonna be on the shirt, so my face is gonna be like, who is he? Father Ty. I'm gonna put Father Ty on the last one of them shirts. Oh, Father Time. Yeah, I heard about him. Yeah. See it.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, he's
from SinCity.com.
How about he now? Oh, my goodness.
Happy give y'all kind of call. Hey, dog. Hey, what's up, man? Motherfuckers finna come to Brooklyn Park. How the fuck you know where I'm at? I don't know. He talking about Father Time always trying to Father Time fucking up his marriage.
Oh, hey, just like last night, don't come to the crib talking crazy now.
Yeah.
I'll beat you at the bar somewhere. But you know, as a man, you can't let no motherfucker talk crazy to you in your own crib.
Nah.
That's the one place I ain't gonna never lose a fight. I'll never lose. I might get my ass whooped in the street. I ain't never losing in my house.
I know where everything at. Oh, you would never hear the end of that. Nigga slap you in your own crib. Just get out, man. Just get out.
Shit, that ain't gonna happen, dog.
Man, I can see you now. You can shut the fuck up, bitch. Oh, now I'm a bitch. Shit, you look like that bitch sitting on that couch when he slapped the fuck out you. What?
Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'd be like Cedric the Entertainer, man. I wish a motherfucker would.
Nah, you can't. Dog, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you, unless a motherfucker just knocked me clear the fuck out, I can't see me in front of my girl losing no fight. I'm going to have to fight this nigga. I don't give a fuck if we on the ground. I'm going to have to fight this motherfucker to get him off. Get the fuck off me. I will not lose in front of her.
Nah,
like,
I can't see that.
Man, I will be biting the fuck out that motherfucker. Fuck me like a man, nigga. Fuck that, as long as I win.
Yeah, right.
There will be no hell, no. Mm-mm.
I can't run a half a block, but I guarantee you I will not get tired during that fight.
Hell no. Because I'm going to tell you, I keep looking at it. Like, just say he got me on the ground in the headlock, and I'm looking at her. As soon as she got that look of disgust on her, look at him getting his ass whooped. Oh, I got to come up. This motherfucker,
I got to help this motherfucker.
Hell yeah. Yeah, really. Now I got to help him because he on the ground getting knocked the fuck out.
Recording that shit.
Motherfucker got me in the air like I'm like, baby.
Baby.
Get him off me.
He choking the shit out, G.
Hey, get him off me. Help.
Oh, I would be videotaping it, hit rewind all night.
I'd be down there yelling.
Yeah, I can see a motherfucker talk. Well, what was you thinking? Why did you fall down like that? I fell down. Motherfucker knocked me down. Shit.
So then you show up. See, now this is where you should have ducked, right here.
Right. Oh.
No, that ain't going to work. I'm already lost.
I know shit right now
because I'm already pissed. I got my ass whooped in front of you. And now you want to try to rub your shit in? I'm going to beat your ass. I'm going to win a fight tonight. Don't start.
She coaching you. She your boxing coach, man.
Now, right here. Look, right here.
You got to go back over the fight.
And you know the worst thing that they can say? I wouldn't even go get my brother for you. What?
That's
what the fuck you mean you ain't going to go get your brother for me? Who you going to get? I don't need nobody for you.
My grandma.
That's fucked up.
Man, I'm telling you, that's a crushing ass thing right there. You be like, fuck.
I'm finna go get Junior.
My son, nigga.
No, your stepson. He's finna fuck you up.
Huh? Whose stepson gonna fuck who up?
He said he wasn't gonna get my, I wasn't gonna get my brother. I said, I'm finna go get your stepson.
See, fuck that. I'm gonna thing. Win a fight. I'm right, whooping somebody's ass.
Let me ask y'all. Let me ask y'all. Like the stepson thing. Like I've never had to really go through nothing like that. Where you know the little boy feel like he got to be the man and take up for. I mean, I understand you don't take up for your mama all the time, but I mean, sometimes y'all got some badass kids, and y'all know them kids be needing their ass beat. Then y'all be looking like shit. I mean, all right, dog, I'm going to ask you. If you had a stepson, you had a stepson and a motherfucker just bad as fuck, what would you do? I mean, would you just, like, not say nothing to him, just let his mama handle the situation all the time, or what?
Actually, I would talk to her first. You know what I'm saying? So when I punch his ass in the chest, she already knows what's about to happen.
But you know you are going to punch him, right?
I'm gonna let her know. You know, I mean, this is a conversation that we gonna have before it even start. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as I meet you, you got sons. I'm like, hey, look, you know, we together now. You know, the motherfucker fuck up. You know, I'm gonna step in. You know, because I don't think a woman can really raise a man. You know what I'm saying? I don't think a woman can raise a man. That's just my point. And if they get out of line, she already know. I'm gonna step
they
to
probably
him.
They probably can't, but we also have to look at, as a mother with sons, we also have to look at, is this person gonna be in my son's life, or are you just here for a period of time? So I don't want you coming into my life just for this little period of time and then think you gonna, you know, parent my child when then we not even gonna be together.
But you already know. You already know how far you're gonna take it with me.
But
you already know.
Bad?
I don't know.
What if
know.
Your son just bad as fuck?
I mean, if he's bad, he's just bad.
I'm going to fuck your kid up. I'm going to tell you right now. Your son put his hands on me, I'm going to hit his ass back.
Well, your son, I'm pretty sure the son should not have put their hands on a grown person.
No, I mean, and now, Selena, you know just like I do. Me and you both done seen this. Well, these sons
I have
be
two
good.
Angels.
I ain't talking about your boys. But I'm just saying, we done seen where situations out in the hood where motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker didn't jump that stepfather that got jumped over some bullshit that you know and I know that was fucked up why they jumped that boy. But nevertheless.
They
should have
called me.
Saying? Huh?
They should have called me. I said they should have called me. We'd have hooked them up. I don't like no disrespectful kids on no level.
Yeah, but what about the stepfather that got jumped? What is he
doing?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He with the mama. He can't fuck the motherfucker up the way he want to because you know he's still dealing with the mama.
Man, man, you done bust knock my teeth out my motherfucking mouth and all that shit. Oh yes, I can fuck you up.
So can. I'm talking about for real.
No, I think that puts the mother in a bad situation.
That's okay.
What put the mother in a bad situation is them badass kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but shit, to her, they ain't bad.
You're grown enough to put your hands on a grown person. You grown enough to take that grown man ass whooping.
You got that right.
Your hands.
You know what,
though?
That's easy to say, but when that situation jump off, you know what I'm saying? You seen a motherfucker that y'all just fucking around, and he actually beating the fuck out your kid. Whether your kid hit him first or not, how you going to react as a mother?
Well, I wouldn't let him beat him. I'd just let him get his lick back and say, hey, shit, I know you ain't mad. Shouldn't hit him, shit.
But if he didn't just knock my teeth out?
Right.
Looking at my teeth in my hand. I'm going at you. I'm coming for you. You know what I'm saying?
Know,
I'm
really
coming at you strong. How as a mother, how you gonna you can just let me fuck your kid up like that?
Shit, I don't want you to hit me.
He was grown enough to hit you.
Right.
shit.
I call the police on both of y'all idiots.
You know, because my kids are not bad, and I raise my kids to respect their elders. So if they feel that they grown enough to hit a grown person, then they need to take that grown person ass whooping.
Mm-hmm.
Cody's
son, Ron. Did he get killed?
Nah, mama.
Oh, just died?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought Ron did.
Hey, mama about to die. Oh, what happened, girl?
She scared me. Jesus Christ.
So.
Whatever, Zach. Cass.
All right, dog, I'm going to give it to you like this, man. I'm going to flip it. Your girl and your daughter to hit your girl, fight on her, busting her shit, squaring her shit, and then she go at your daughter, and then when she go at your daughter, she going at your daughter like a motherfucker in the street. What you going to do?
I'm going to break it up, but at the same time, shit. Now, if she's sitting there talking to my daughter, like being disrespectful, just, oh, bitch, you ain't got to do that. First of all, when I hear my daughter saying something disrespectful, I'm gonna jump in before it escalates. But I gotta say, like Selena, if you hauled off and popped her for no motherfucking reason, yeah, I'm gonna let her get her lick back on your ass just to show you. That's what happened when you hit a grown motherfucker. You stay in the
That's
kid's
right.
place.
Hell yeah,
because
I head bumped the shit out of little kid.
I don't want no bad kids. I can't stand the bad kids. I
ain't got to worry in the world.
I can't
lose them. You know what I don't like about bad kids is how the parents defend them. You know that
mm-hmm.
motherfucker bad. He just act up every once in a while. Don't worry about it. He just do that
mm-hmm.
shit. That motherfucker bad. He need his ass whooped. Whoop his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Whoop his motherfucking ass. You sitting up here defending the bullshit that he doing. Whoop his motherfucking ass. He ain't bad. Everybody else say that motherfucker bad as hell. You finally go over there watching this little motherfucker do all kind of crazy shit and don't nothing happen. I'm like, whoop his motherfucking ass.
I got a friend like that. Her son was dead and he's 17. He straight terrorized his babe now. And she told me a few weeks ago, it ain't funny, but it is. She told him something and he whipped out his thing and told her to suck his thing.
See?
Son?
I asked her what she do. He said she doesn't win the room because she tied up. I said, oh, okay. Next time you're going to make
it. I wouldn't hit seven mothers. He wouldn't have made
no. This motherfucker that she
burned,
she gave this motherfucker life?
Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
She wouldn't have been able to make no kind of baby. I would have punched him all in his shit.
I have
so
much fun being young. God,
you know,
I was just.
That's crazy. That's
crazy.
That'd
be a job. Yeah,
see, you know what? You knew your son was like that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Right. See, now, hold on. That's the motherfucker be thinking that shit cute.
Yeah,
like, he be like GD, folks. Man, you better sit your little ass down some motherfucking way.
When he was little, I didn't push him into a wild about 50 times. He used to cuss and everything, and I just used to quit fucking with him like that. But I know he cussed around me. I, you know, shoved him into a wild. Hey, shut up. Said, don't cuss around me. Do that with her.
I'm about to have a little boy tell me, suck his dick. Suck my dick. I say, oh,
it was horrible.
That little motherfucker, I caught that little motherfucker outside and tore his ass up. I mean, I'm putting pressure moves on him. Motherfucker.
You think all kids like that.
I was doing junkyard dog power slams on his ass. I was fucking his ass up outside. Mama, nope, no. I was like, Melvin, too late. Don't call for your mama now. I'm calling for your mama. Jody, I'll tuss her ass up.
For real. He worse than that. He did shit worse than that, but that was just the latest. I just be listening to it like, ain't nothing wrong with him. It's you.
Yeah.
You the fool.
I mean, he actually pulled his shit out and told his mama to suck
it. Man, whipped it out.
That's
whipped
fucked
it
up.
Out, honey.
That's my dick, bitch.
He wouldn't have walked away with that little motherfucker. I tell you that much. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He wouldn't have been able to make no grandbaby. Fuck a grandbaby, because I'm going to beat you all in your shit.
That motherfucker would have came out. It have stayed out. That motherfucker wasn't going back in. Hell no, he ain't going back in.
I'd have made them eat it.
I couldn't even see myself trying to bullshit. It'd be a funeral.
Then, and the fucked up part is he probably came back and asked for $5. Mom, let me get $5.
Mm-hmm. Whatever he wants, still.
That's fucked up, man. That's terrible.
A house full of
terrible. That's horrible parenting. I'm sorry. That's horrible ass parenting. She had to go letting this motherfucker get away with shit for ever since he was born.
True. Yes. Yeah.
Ain't no discipline in that house.
Nope.
Try to pull that shit in, man.
Nope.
So let me ask y'all. What if the child is okay at home? He don't disrespect you as the parent, the mother or the father. But when he gets to school, he terrorizes everybody at the school. Teachers, everybody.
Oh well, hell, that was me. I didn't sit at home. I got to school, boy. I couldn't get out the door quick enough. What's up, bitches? Shit, hey, I walk back in the house. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
That's a shame.
I mean, what do you do?
That's
a
good question.
How do you handle that? Because, I mean, that's always been my problem. I used to, even, I mean, since he was in preschool, I've been trying to handle it. I did the spanking. And I mean, he's almost 13 now. And I still go through the same stuff. School calling me. It's like, I don't know what to do now. I just like, I can't help you. I don't know what to do.
Tell them to quit calling you. They probably make the problem. Don't keep calling my phone. That's what I'm going to tell them. Don't call me.
I cannot sit at the school with him to enforce y'all school rules. I don't know what else to do.
Have you tried alternate school? Them alternative schools where, you know, they got the smaller classes? Maybe it's just, you know, you're around a whole bunch of motherfuckers.
He's in a smaller class.
I'm going to tell you like this. Send him to the Joe Jackson School of Learning. He'd be all right.
You know what? Tell her to his teacher to call you right when he acting the fool and just walk in and bust him in here with a desk. I bet he's still after that.
Bust the fuck out of
clean
up.
Oh,
God damn.
Because I'm pissed just because the school keep calling me. Nah. Mm-hmm. Chill, little boy.
Now, you know, my older son did that. Well, he was acting up when he was in kindergarten. And the teacher called me up to the school because he done told her, you ain't my mama, I ain't got to do what you say do. So he wouldn't do nothing. Whatever she told him to do, he'd do the total fucking opposite. Man, I got up to that school and choked the shit out that motherfucker. I had him in the air like I was Jason off of Friday the 13th. I bet you that little motherfucker didn't act up no more.
And I bet you the teacher didn't call the police on you neither.
Uh-huh.
She sure didn't, and I told her ass, too. I said, if you don't want me to discipline him, don't call me up to this motherfucking school.
Fuck him up.
Usually they call the police on you, but when you helping them, they ain't calling nobody. Come get this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Whoop his ass. I don't see shit.
No, look, hold up, because I drive the school buses, and I was picking up. I don't know if y'all know about the Minnesota people. Well, y'all know, if y'all know about that badass school, Centennial, that's supposed to be like an alternative school.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to go pick up some kids there. And this little boy, that was a little badass little motherfucker. I wanted to whoop his ass. That motherfucker gonna say, drive the motherfucking bus.
That would have been me. Drive this motherfucking bus.
Who you talking to? Drive this bus.
What's the age?
So
how old is this kid?
He was that little boy was like 12 years old, but he was a big little boy. So I called my dispatcher and I said, "Look, y'all know I just moved up here from Gary, and the way I restrain the child and the way y'all teach us to restrain the child is two different things." And I ain't been through y'all training yet, so I suggest y'all get somebody out here to get this little boy before I do.
Mm-hmm.
They called
me. Now that's
the
one job I don't think I could be a teacher or a bus driver. Man, I keep a slapjack on me. I would keep one of them little slapjacks. One of them little kids. I swear to God, your kid to come home with a fucking speed knot. Fuck out of it. That motherfucker. Bus driver slapped the shit out of his ass with that slapjack. Bow, sit your fuck ass down. Little bitch ass nigga.
Wait a minute. That ain't the killer. That is not the killer. The teacher came out there and was like, I forgot the little boy's name, so I'm just going to say Johnny. She was like, Johnny, go ahead and sit down, and I'll give you some candy when you come to school tomorrow.
That motherfucker said, fuck you, bitch, and punched her in her face. And I'm like, you ain't gonna hit a bitch.
Oh, no.
Man, like I said, I would be sitting there. You know how them motherfucking them guards be with them nightsticks slapping them in the palm of their hand? I'm gonna be with a slapjack. Just get on the bus, motherfucker. Don't say shit. Don't be a
foul.
That motherfucker. You're going to jail today. You're going to jail today. Come down the uppercut. I'm finna lay a motherfucker out, man. Hey, man, they hate me, dog. They be like, oh, no, that bus driver's a fucking vigilante.
Hey, hold on, man. Hold on, Jack. I'm glad you brought that up, man. Now, I know everybody saw that video. Who thought he was wrong?
Not me. I didn't
want to punch that girl.
Yeah,
she was trying to beat the shit out there. She wasn't no damn teenager. That bitch was grown. She deserved every fucking thing he handed her.
Yeah, she spit on him and hit him, man. He should have hit her.
You talking about the one that was on the city bus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And talking about the man's mama.
She deserved that ass whooping. She was trying to get a free ride, and he said something to her. And she thought she was going to get off and thought he wasn't going to hit her. After she punched that man in his mouth,
like,
she
said they never threw an uppercut. That motherfucking Chris.
Man,
that
was clean.
Bad.
And
that was an underdog uppercut.
Yeah.
That motherfucker.
And he rocked her ass. He rocked. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, that's wrong. But then when you watch that shit, man, she was talking cash shit to him.
She was talking. Oh, she was talking tall.
Yes,
and
she was. I thought the other motherfuckers
was
with her.
Yes, right. She
should have. The way she was talking, she got a gang of motherfuckers on the bus with her.
Man, well, she learned that motherfucker lesson then.
Shit out of
ass.
And he took her ass off the bus.
That was
classic
funny.
Right there.
Hey, but in her defense, she took that motherfucker like a champ, though. She took that uppercut like a champ. She did.
Nah,
she didn't follow nothing. She took that motherfucker, man.
You gotta watch that. We got it on the site. We got it on the site, dog. Watch that again. He woke her ass up when he threw her ass off the bus. She was gone.
Right, he threw her off the bus.
Yeah, she ain't take that like
that.
Right.
That's
like
when she woke up. She woke up after she hit that motherfucking ground that second time.
Shit, that was hard.
She was out.
Cause she spit on him too, didn't she?
Yeah, that's why I said that he should have knocked that man. Fuck that.
I'd have killed her. Oh, I'd have hurt her bad. Yeah.
But you know she's going to get paid. You know she's getting paid.
She
going to get paid.
She is. I mean, she is.
That was self-defense. She hit him first.
Right, she is. She hit him. She did physical harm to him first.
And you do time for spitting on people. Yeah, you must be doing some time for spitting on somebody.
I'd be like, man, I thought
exactly.
She could have had AIDS. Shit,
exactly.
I thought she had AIDS. That's why I was so upset.
I wouldn't have said nothing. You bring your ass in here again and she talking shit, she getting the same treatment. How about that?
Fuck it, I'm going to rough out this bitch again.
Straight up. Got a chill. That was horrible. That was funny.
I bet every bus driver in America stood up and started clapping when they seen that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So did.
That's what I'm talking
so
about.
Did.
Yes.
Man. Yeah, I'm telling you what they're doing, dog. What the bus driver's doing. As soon as you get on the bus, they got that motherfucker playing on the iPad.
That's what I was just about to say, Sid.
See that, right?
I will play that motherfucker every time I'm going to get on the bus. They got to act up. All y'all go here is, you're going to jail today. I'm going to get your ass that look. You see what happened? You better sit your motherfucking ass down.
Goddamn. That bus driver's get respect like a motherfucker now.
Hell yeah, shit. I had to commend that motherfucker. Man, he knocked the fuck out of her ass.
Yeah, he did. And you see that shit all. If you ride the bus, you see that shit all the time. Motherfuckers always talking shit to the bus driver.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They be like, I can't lose my job, so I'm gonna let this motherfucker talk now.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, say something out of pocket.
What they say? All hail to the bus driver, bus driver, bus driver. They singing that hail to the bus driver. Now I see it.
That little thing y'all be playing, like, say it again. I
can't
the shit out somebody motherfucking ass. I'm about
say it again. But I'm going to tell you, now that city bus keeps a crazy motherfucker. My daughter, she caught the bus home from school. And she was telling me how this old lady had like $600, right?
She said the old lady dropped $600. She dropped it. You know, so she said that, you know, she looked, and she, I guess my daughter said, well, this old lady, so I ain't going to try to take her money. So she was like, you know, so she was like, excuse me, ma'am, excuse. But this old man put his foot on the money, right? So my daughter was like, excuse me, ma'am, excuse me, you dropped your money. So, you know, the lady turned around, looked down, like, what money? But the old man had his foot on the money. So my daughter was like, his foot is on the money. So, the, you know, the old lady, like, she's telling the bus driver, like, this man, he won't move his foot. So I guess they was like, sir, could you move your foot? Could you move your foot? So I guess finally he finally said, fuck it. And he moved his foot, and the lady picked up the money. She got the count in it. And she's like, 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600. Yeah, it's all here. Say the old man was like, $600? $600? My daughter said that old man looked back at her like, you need to stay in the motherfucking kid's place. I ought to do something that your mom and daddy should have did. I ought to whip your ass. Like, man, dude, I'm like, well, what did you do? She like, well, she's like, Eddie, he's about 70 years old.
Whoa, what's that noise? What is that?
Yeah, I know that's me.
Oh, forgot.
Right.
You I'm getting me some ice for my alcohol.
But, you know, she like,
wow.
She like, Daddy,
that's
I could have
pushed
him
push one. I'm finna push mute.
Hey, did she kick your daughter down with a couple of dollars?
That's what I asked my daughter. I said, did she get you anything? She said, nah. She just turned her old, and I guess she was for the cuss. She's like, she turned her old ass around and walked out and said, thank you. I said, see, you should have took the $600 your damn self.
I wouldn't have said shit.
But I guess she felt like, you know, it was an old lady.
She wouldn't have got it no way. Well, she, he had his already.
Now, hey, the fucked up part is that she's like, I'm gonna put him in that Kurt angle lock. She's gonna put him in the ankle lock and stay smashing the butt. But she said, nah, she's like, I'm gonna be nice. I was like, was you scared when he was talking to you? She was like, nah, that old man was 70. She's like, all I do is push him. He couldn't even barely could stand up. She said, man, the old man's wife was looking at her. When she was getting off the bus, the old man's wife was like, the hot-ass heifer need to mind a goddamn business. I said, God damn. I said, baby, that's going to tear your ass up.
You need to call me. Shit.
Right. Hey, dog, what else got to get down there, man? Because this motherfucker trying to fuck my daughter up.
Hell no, I'd have been hot as hell.
Man, they said that old man, she said that old man wanted it. She said, if that old man thought that he could get away with hitting her, he would have did it. She said that old man, if looks were killed, she'd be dead. But now they said the bus driver was like, they weren't going to let, you know, because my daughter catches the bus regularly. So she's like, they not going to let, they, she wasn't going to let the man do nothing to her, but. Nevertheless, I'm like, God damn. I'm fucking going to try to fuck my daughter up over that $600.
Shit, I would've. Sit your little ass down. You betting on me. Say something. I will dare your ass to say something. Say something.
I'm like,
God. Like, we split it. I split it, but you don't say nothing.
And see, that's what my daughter said. That's her initial. When he looked at her like, oh, not, like you ain't getting shit. Like, oh, you ain't gonna cut me in. You either gonna cut me in or cut it out. Fuck it, I'm telling.
Snitch.
Find the conversation with they ass.
The whole conversation went on without a word. Oh, what's
so,
up? Oh, you ain't gonna cut me in?
Oh,
okay. Well, fuck it. I got something for you.
He on the back of the bus, hollering, snitch.
Right. All about all kind of days.
Snitch. What's up? What's your stop?
That is crazy, man. I would have to come down there to fight some old ass man on a bus.
Man, it'd be all kind of crazy ass. Why you should catch the bus every day, man? There's always something. Something going on.
I ain't gonna lie, I'd have got on that motherfucker saying that same thing. You going to jail today? Where you at? I'm gonna punch this old fucker.
Yeah, you see all kind of shit on the bus, man. It don't be nothing nice.
Hey, baby. Come here.
See, I couldn't ride the bus with my mother. Motherfuckers be, man, they be talking that disrespectful shit, man. I be like, man, my mama on the bus. That shit up.
Wait. What you mean they be talking disrespectful? They be talking disrespectful to her?
No, I'm just saying, you know how motherfuckers just talking. You know, motherfucker this, motherfucker that. You know what I'm saying? That's cool when it's just me. But you know, when you with your moms, man, you know, take that shit a little bit personally.
Yeah.
Like, yo, man, bring it, keep it down, man. You know, my mother
was like, hell, that's your mama, not the F.
See, now some shit finna start.
Well, I mean, you can't control what I say, man. I mean, morally, I'm probably wrong, but hell, if I'm a grown ass man, you can't stop me from saying what I want to say.
Shit, don't be just mad. It be them teenagers, man. Them teenagers. Them the motherfuckers that be keeping the shit going.
Okay, all right, now that I can see. But I mean, if I'm a grown ass man, I'm talking to my boy. Yeah, man, she was sucking my dick real good last night. And you and your mama sit down next to me. Y'all need to move over because I was having this conversation before you got here.
Well, we got some problems. Me, I got issues. You gonna be talking about sucking your dick in front of my mama. Fuck that.
See, no. Now the problem come in if he made that accusation, then he looked at your mama like, hey, now you got a reason to be mad. But I mean, if he just talking, you can't get mad at him. Yeah, come
Fuck
on, mom.
That.
Let's just move, mom.
Fuck that. My mama on the bus, man.
So, I understand for all practical purposes, I would never disrespect your mother, but I mean, something like
that. I mean, if you was riding on the bus, you on the bus, you and your mama on the bus, I'm sitting behind you talking to somebody, talking about, yeah, man, that bitch sucked my dick, man. She started licking my ass. You know, and your mother sitting directly in front of me. You ain't going to turn around and say nothing?
I mean, I'd look at you. I probably would look at you like hell. But, I mean, if y'all having this conversation, I mean, shit, we on the public bus. Should've got a car.
I'm glad my mama don't catch the bus with me because I'd be fighting every goddamn day on the bus. I mean, you know, come on now. I understand you having a conversation with your boy, but, you know, there's some things. Come on now.
I mean,
you got a 70-year-old woman on the bus, man. Come on now, show a little respect.
I'm saying morally, yeah, but I mean, if you got motherfuckers that do that, and I mean, shit, I mean, it is a public bus.
When I get on that motherfucker, it's private. Me and my mom on the bus. She probably lives overweight anyway, so that shit don't even bother her.
You say what?
She probably singing Fireman with the headphones on.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see her. Boy, I got to play that shit.
You know, man, her favorite lyric, man, her favorite lyric is when Lil Wayne say his bitches have the dope in their ass crack. She always saying that shit, man. I can't remember what song it was from.
It's from Fireman.
Well, that's her favorite fucking lyric. I'm like, you're like 75 years old. What you know about sticking dope in your ass crack?
That's why you saying it? You know
shit?
What? I wouldn't ask that question because if she gave you an answer, you'd really be pissed off.
Yes, sir.
What I know about it. Back in 73, there you go. Shit, man. Go to fight.
Oh, my
goodness. 73, man. It's 2013. You're about 50 years late, 60 years late.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know how that shit go. I mean, I've learned not to ask, man, I don't ask my mama no questions. Mm-mm, I don't want to know.
That's crazy.
That's one. That's one thing I've done, man. I'm not asking no fucking questions because I know I don't want to know the answer. Man, it's some. I mean, women can deal with that shit. You know what I'm saying? But that's just like a woman. Can y'all really deal if y'all daddy be like, yeah, you know, shit. I had to step mom over here fucking shit out of her last night. So you came knocking on the door.
That's how my father is. So I guess that's depending on your parents. If they always been that way, then I don't know no different.
Man, don't you come talking to
me. I call my daddy be like, what you doing? I don't know. We about to go to the movie, but I'm going to give me some of Connie first. So I'll be like, what?
I ain't trying to hear all that shit. Keep that shit to yourself. I ain't trying to hear all that shit. I ain't even asked you about that shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, but look, I can remember when I was in 11th grade, it had been like May 13th or May 14th, one of those 2 days. I was in 11th grade. I walked in on my mom fucking. Horrible sight, man. Dude, this motherfucker had my mama in the book. Shit was horrible, man. They fucking like a motherfucker in the middle of the afternoon.
Go ahead, dog. I'm sorry, man.
Man, that shit was a terrible sight, man.
I just remember how traumatized you were.
This mother got my mama legs on his shoulders. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, you walk in and you look like, what the fuck? And then, you know, it dawns on you like, my mother's in here getting fucked. Let me go back out the room.
That got tamped though.
I was like, what the? And then she snapped on me. I'm like, Mom, y'all in my room. Why do I need to knock on my own door?
Well, you got tears coming out my eyes with that one.
Man, that shit was terrible, man. That shit was horrible. He looking all cool and shit. Like, yeah, I'm fucking your mama. Hey, man. All right,
man, they cut us off early yesterday, man, so.
I ain't the only one. I know, I'm pretty sure I ain't the one that caught their mama fucking.
No, you ain't the only one, but goddamn, man. Did you know who the guy was?
Yeah, I knew him. It was my punk ass boyfriend.
All right, did he come downstairs and say you want some breakfast?
Yeah, shit. We be fighting like a motherfucker up in there. Like, look here, man, you need to leave. You already fucking my mom in my room, in my bed.
That is
wrong. Why was they in your room anyway?
I slept in that room.
I said, why was they in your room anyway?
Oh, because we only had it was a two-bedroom, and my mom usually sleep on the couch.
Oh, you know, okay.
Me and my brothers and sisters had got the bedrooms, and she sleep on the couch.
Okay.
But, I mean, damn, you know what time I get out of school. You know what time I used to walk in the house.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been that damn good to you to forget your own son about to come home.
Mm-mm. Well,
they just said, fuck
job.
Me.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this is nasty shit. What y'all in here doing?
Now, it was supposed to be a quickie, but he was like, that was just a getter.
I guess so.
You know,
one of them motherfuckers said, fuck it.
Yeah, man, I think he might have used that old Negro spiritual we all would use. Maybe just get the head in.
That was some fucked up shit, man. I'll never forget that shit, man.
Oh,
that shit was
God.
Horrible. That's a fucked up ass sight to see. I'm just saying. Terrible. Took me a while to get over that shit. Every time I close my eyes, man, I see my mama legs on this motherfucker's shoulders. In my bed. I'm sleeping on the floor.
Right, I ain't going to get in this bed no more.
Yeah, I sleep on the couch. You can have the bed back. I don't even want the motherfucker no more.
Man, hell, you keep this bed shit. I'll sleep downstairs now.
Right, man. I should have known something was wrong when the door was closed, but, you know, motherfucker not thinking. Like, damn, ain't nobody here but me. You know what I'm saying? You know the stairs in the project. You know, they heard a motherfucker coming up the stairs. You know, them motherfuckers was loud as hell.
See, you should have knew something when you heard that Ozzy Brothers cruising on the memory.
They weren't playing no music, man. So I thought I was the only one there. It wasn't no music playing nothing. Shit, I'm about to go in this motherfucker play some Nintendo. These motherfuckers in here fucking. Oh, then she cussed me out. Like I was wrong. You knock on my motherfucking doors around here. It's my door. Fuck out of here. I hated that motherfucker after that, man. I ain't never liked his ass since.
I'm pretty sure you did.
I can't stand that motherfucker.
Did she still with him?
Nah. I prefer him over the motherfucker she with now.
Oh.
But that's another show. I had to take over me, man. We had to do a little something to that motherfucker, man. I don't know if he ever told you that story.
Yeah, I heard about it.
I had to pull him off. I'm like, man, wait, it's my beef, man. I had to pull him off the motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, he's a motherfucker. When he will get it, he'll take a fight over.
Hey, I actually had to pull the motherfucker off of him. Like, wait a minute, man. Let me get some licks.
Man. Yeah. Fucking with him. But shit, man, let's go on and end this before they cut Janine a mid sentence last night. She's like, yeah, and goodbye.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, damn, they got us a mid sentence.
All right, liquor store, you got any last words?
Yes, I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed you all. I will holler at you all next week.
True that. Janine, last words?
It was a great show. It was good talking with everybody. And I'll be looking out for my whole face blouse.
HF, baby, HF.
Any last words, man?
Yeah, man, cityradio.name.com. Hey, I'm finna post up that whole face shirt, so y'all take a look at it. Y'all want one? Get at your boy. Let me know something.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Thank everybody listening on the internet. Thank everybody that called in. Peace, love, and head grease. Till next Tuesday, we out this motherfucker. cityradio.name.com.